Good morning. Yeah. All right. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a dentist and I'm licensed both in the state of New York and in the Zionist entity. And therefore, I cannot endorse the advice given by Mary Poppins, take a spoonful of sugar to help your medicine go down. But today I'm not talking, I'm not sharing my dental wisdom with you because I get paid for that. Today we're going to talk about umbrellas. And Mary Poppins has one of the most famous umbrellas in history. She can fly with her umbrella. Now, according to Wikipedia, collapsible umbrellas first became popular in France in the mid-18th century. The first lightweight folding umbrella in Europe was introduced in 1710 by a Paris merchant named Jean Marius. The shop was located near the barrier of Saint-Honoré. I don't know where that is. It could be opened and closed in the same way as modern umbrellas and weighed less than 1 kilogram. Marius received from the king the exclusive right to produce folding umbrellas for 5 years. A model was purchased by the Princess Palatine in 1712. And she enthused about it to her aristocratic friends, making an essential fashion item for Parisians. In 1759, a French scientist named Navarre presented a new design to the French Academy of Sciences for an umbrella combined with a cane. Pressing a small button on the side of the cane opened the umbrella. Use became widespread in Paris in 1768. That's the history of the umbrella. Now, one of the greatest poskim ever was the Rabbi Yechezkel Lando Zatzal, who was the rabbi of Prague. He wrote a truly remarkable commentary to the Gemara called the Tzion, which is known by its acronym Tzalach. And he's even more well known for his truly remarkable tshuvot, which are titled Notabi Yehuda. There's a picture of the Notabi Yehuda. He had a younger contemporary who was equally renowned, Rav Moshe Sofer Zatzal, who was the rabbi of Pressburg, which is now called Bratislava. And Moshe Sofer Zatzal authored an equally monumental series of tshuvot called Shu'ot Chatam Sofer. And there's a picture of the Chatam Sofer. The tshuvot of the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chatam Sofer are absolutely foundational in our system of halacha, and they have totally opposite views regarding the use of umbrellas on Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda felt that if you open an umbrella on Shabbat, you may be over in an Issur D'oraisa. Chatam Sofer and his tshuva wonders why it would be forbidden at all. The tshuva of the Rabbi Yehuda is 8 pages long. It is very tightly reasoned, as are all his tshuvot, and he covers all the sugyot that we looked at last week, excuse me, and many others as well. The Chatam Sofer, who of course he could have written an 8-page long rebuttal, he didn't. He was content to write a tshuva of about 1.5 pages, dismissing the ruling of the Nobi Yehuda, for whom he otherwise had the greatest respect. So today we're going to talk about umbrellas. Last week we talked about hats. Today we're going to talk about umbrellas and ohel. I'll try to summarize these two tshuvot, and then we'll see what contemporary poskim write. The Navi Yehuda was asked if he agreed with a ruling given by another rabbi who permitted the opening of umbrellas on Shabbat. In the tshuva, which he published, he first reviews the reasons given by this rabbi to permit opening umbrellas. The rabbi, surprisingly, I think, didn't base his heter on what we learned last week about the kisei tarskal, that you can open up a folding chair. He doesn't compare the umbrella to that. He compares the umbrella to another, first of all, to the hat, which we saw last week, and another halacha, which we're going to see right now. It's the halacha of unfolding a canopy. Okay. So at the top of this page, I underlined it in orange. Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Talit Kfula, Moyasa. Imasa a talis here doesn't mean your prayer shawl, just it means a large cloth. If you have a folded large cloth, you can't unfold it on top of poles on Shabbat. We'll read Rashi. But if there was a thread or some kind of cord attached to it, then you can pull on the cord and unroll it. So you look at Rashi on the right side. Halas kfula lo yaseh. Don't do this. Don't spread out this large cloth. Mishtoch talitza al gabi arba yasedos. You may not spread out this large textile on top of four poles. Lishon tachteha, to sleep under it, to make like a tent. It's like a tent. You have a very large cloth. You have four poles stuck in the ground. You can't spread out the cloth on top of the poles and let the edges drop down to be walls, because that's making an ohel. But if you did... What's that noise? But if you did put it up before Shabbos, and you had a cord to unwind, to like unfold it. But the next drash, chuto o mashicha, nedal neis shal kanuv shub mekupal v'kachal achut. You put it up on the poles before Shabbos, and you attach the cord to it. L'mashcha ba l'parsa kanagan, that way you can spread it out and eat this way and that way. Muta l'mashcha ba b'shach, that you can do on Shabbos. The mosif al harayu ve'eno ka'osa l'chatchila. That's, I underlined this in green. Once you have the cloth up on top of the poles, that's already a temporary, it's called ohel, all right, it's a temporary ohel. And since it's a temporary ohel, you can expand the temporary ohel on Shabbat.
That's like a table, right?
Something along those lines.
Not like putting a tablecloth on the table.
Yeah. And anyway, and you know, so you're also not using the space under the table, which is a factor. Tosot makes a point, which is important for our purposes today. It's not the Gemara says you have a cord before Shabbos, you can pull on the cord. But Tosot makes a point, going to Shir Abat Tefach, the cloth that's on top of the poles, which are before Shabbos, has to be a Tefach wide. Because again, if you open up the first Tefach, that's already making the Ohel. Okay, binin achel havishar. If it's you don't have a tefach opened up before Shabbos, you can't unfold the rest of it on Shabbos. Lashka perak basu. The eravin koch budi v'shar by tefach. If one was asked, how do you put up a tent on Shabbos? Oh, set it up and unroll a tefach. Amacha poshta. And on Shabbos itself, you can keep on unrolling it, but you have to have the first tefach unrolled before Shabbos. That's called that's adding to a temporary ohel. All right, so that's the Gemara that this lenient rabbi quoted. It's forbidden to unfold the canopy on Shabbat, okay? And here again, talis doesn't mean a prayer shawl. But if the canopy was placed folded on top of poles before Shabbos and you had cords attached to it before Shabbos, you can extend it on Shabbos because once you set up the initial ohel, you can make it larger on Shabbat. All right. So with this spoonful of information, we can look at the Nobi Yehuda. And like I said, the Nobi first quotes the lenient opinion, then he's going to give his rebuttal. So on page 4, Shut Nobi Yehuda, Bez Hashem Prague, London. It was asked, this question came to him from London. Tshuva Arei to Beis Yiloika, to the great rabbi, who I have great respect for, Yedidi Aluf. Okay. Moreno Leib Cohen. Okay. Al Devar Niyasiyat a parasol b'Shabbat. Called a parasol. Can you use a parasol on Shabbat? It's a device which protects you in the summer from the sun, protects you from the rain in the winter. And the people carry it around, U'mahal Rosho, and it's a canopy over the head. Beit Yad has a handle of a krasim lulas. There's all sorts of hooks and loops. You can open it and spread it out and close it however you want. So the rabbi who wrote to Nobi Yehuda wrote to another rabbi to ask him, why doesn't he stop his family from using an umbrella on Shabbos? And this other rabbi sent him the reasons why he thinks it's permitted to use an umbrella on Shabbos. And this rabbi wrote to the Behuda, wrote him back a rebuttal letter. Why your heterim are all wrong. But the Bekesh Malos who men lachos dati b'zeh. And now you wrote to me to ask me what I think about using an umbrella on Shabbos. In the name of Shivlo. So here's my reply. I don't know who this rabbi is who said you can use an umbrella on Shabbos. Because you have not told me his name, you have not told me where he lives. He told me he's a chacham from the other side of the sea. I don't know where that is. Whoever this person is, I don't play favorites. But from the letter that he wrote saying that it's permitted to use an umbrella on Shabbos, I see that he is indeed a great person, and he knows Torah, and he writes very reasonably. But the fact of the matter is, I do not agree with him. I do not think it is permitted to use an umbrella on Shabbos. I agree with you. The truth is with you. You cannot use an umbrella on Shabbos. This rabbi who said you may use an umbrella on Shabbos relies on two things. Aleph. One. We saw this Gemara last week. This hat, which has a brim that extends a tefach, you can wear it on Shabbos. But another Gemara says you can't use the hat on Shabbos. Well, Kasha, and the Gemara answered, we saw this last week, it's not a problem. Who the East Bay Tefach depends if it is a Tefach or not. Now, this rabbi said, Hiksha Chachamanal, Gufa Kasha, and Rashi said it wasn't Ohel. If you remember last week, Rashi said the issue wasn't Ohel. The issue that concerns the Gemara is if the hat blows off, you may carry it on Shabbos. We learned this last week. But this rabbi who says mutter to use umbrella says, I don't understand Rashi. Why does he not think it's an ohel? Rashi clearly, we saw that last week. Rashi says it's not an ohel. But why not? Because this a hat does not protect anything except the person who's wearing it. It's not built to stay in one place. It's movable. What is the halacha is that he can't make an ohel, a tent. Tents are stationary. Something that's mobile is not a tent. I don't call that a tent. And that's why Rashi says the hat is not a tent. A hat is a hat. It moves around. It's not stationary. Atamashani. We saw the Gemara a minute ago. If the ohel was set up before Shabbos, you can expand it and close it on Shabbos, right? And I could say the same thing is for the umbrella. The umbrella has all the hooks, has all the rods. It's put together before Shabbos. I became parasol null kilt fan, and the parasol is even more lenient. Shenu kavua mokom echav ne'ilamut again. First of all, I'm not building anything on Shabbos. It was the umbrella was put together. All I'm doing is opening it and closing it, like the folded talus. If it's set up on the poles before Shabbos, you can extend it on Shabbos. I'm doing the same thing with the umbrella. And again, he goes back to his main point. It's not stationary. Ohel is stationary. He's convinced of it. That's what makes something an ohel. And those are his points. Okay. So what is the Nobi Huda rejects this? He says that Rashi's interpretation of the hat is irrelevant to umbrellas. And more importantly, this rabbi says mutter to use an umbrella on Shabbos is ignoring the interpretation of the Rif, which we're going to see right now. On page 5. Okay, the Navi who that was writing at the end of the 18th century, umbrellas were invented in France. They made it to Prague. So for a few years now, there have been umbrellas in Prague. People like umbrellas. They're very useful. and people are using them on Shabbos. Umachisi behem, I protested. Devashti bosa pambe sekneses iser gomor. I said in shul, it is totally usher to use an umbrella on Shabbos. Ramati shafil choshen le iser skila. I think it's usher daraisa to use an umbrella on Shabbos. He said it's a very serious iser. Ma'azra data ani mochbigo senu. And since that Shabbos, I've been saying in shul, you can't use umbrellas on Shabbos. Well, if I'm these harem, most of the people are listening to me. Now, let's look at the reasons why this other rabbi says it's mutter to use an umbrella on Shabbos. The thing about the hat that Rashi says it's not an ohel is because the person who's wearing a hat does not consider his hat to be an ohel. Okay? Hudavar she'enu miskavin. For Shabbos to be aser min haTorah, yeah, it has to be, unless you're like the Rambam, has to be dav miskavin. I have to have this intention. I have to be the intention. And I wear a hat, it keeps my head warm. I'm not wearing my hat because I need necessarily a structure. I want my head to be warm. Okay? Well, miki psik resha, therefore it's not a psik resha. This is what the thing with the table. An ohel is meant to enclose space. The ohel, a house, a tent, it's to uncover a space. I'm going to use the space beneath this roof. I don't use the space beneath my tablecloth. The tablecloth is keeping my, it's nice, it keeps the table clean, but I'm not using space. Okay? That's, people don't wear hats to use the space beneath the brim of the hat. At most, I'm using it to protect my face from the rain or the sun. Okay, so that's not an ohel. That's why it's not an ohel. But an umbrella, I'm using the space beneath the umbrella. It's not, I'm not wearing it. It's creating an enclosed space. And this, and within this enclosed space, rain doesn't fall. If it's raining, you go indoors, right? You want to get out of the rain. Your house, I'm using the roof of my house to protect me from the rain. The same thing is for an umbrella. It's enclosing space. An umbrella is an ohel. It's not like a hat. And he goes on. And that makes another interesting point. Ron Rashi says that I think the problem of the Gemara with the hat was that you might carry it on Shabbos. He's not telling you a halach about ohel. He's telling you how to understand a sugya. And this is something that the postman say, Rashi is a commentator. Rashi isn't necessarily telling you halacha. He's telling you what the Gemara means at that particular moment. But most of the Rishonim, we saw this last week, disagree with Rashi anyway. They say the problem is ohel. That's Rabbeinu Hananel, it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that a hat that has a brim that extends one tefach is an ohel. And we saw that with Arthur, I don't know if Arthur's here today. We spoke about the, where, is Arthur here today? Yes, our Facebook chat. Arthur's not here today.
In America.
Oh, that's it. We saw last, most post-community, they agree that the tefach is an ohel. Even the baseball cap might be the ohel. So forget about, so you can't bring anything proofs from Rashi. Okay. And
are we assuming everybody had an Eruv?
Yes.
What makes a difference?
Yes, yes. Of course they all had an Eruv. Otherwise they would be carrying it. Yes. Okay. That's absolutely true. So an umbrella is an ohel. It encloses space and you're using it to be within its space. So it's an ohel. And he said, Rashi, about the hat, is really irrelevant to here. Now, why does he say it's an Isser Torah? Because you have to, now he's going to quote the Rif on page 6. Bachsham Nadabe Meheter Hashem. This is about the second reason he says it's Mutter. Ugal Paras Loshesh Bakrasim Los Mitals Kfula. If the Gemara says, if I set up the canopy on top of the poles before Shabbos, and if I have a cord to extend it on to on to unroll it, that's mutter on Shabbos. And the umbrella is certainly, it's built, and there's hooks, and it was already invented in fast 18th century. You press on a button, it pops open. Why should this be usser if it's mutter to me to unroll a canopy on Shabbos? But Amar Ani Lo Chacham Azeh Arva Chaver Tzorach. Proof, you're missing the point. Thus Kfula Mihite Lacha. Your understanding of unrolling the canopy on Shabbos is faulty. What's the Gemara really saying? Bahare Harif. I put this in blue. Shabbat Perik Tolin Kasav. Okay, you have a canopy, it's all rolled up, and you attach the cord to it. That's the Gemara. The Rif's example is, okay, you have a folded up piece of cloth between two walls. And when it unrolls, it covers horizontally and it drops down vertically to make walls. You want to unroll it and sleep in its shade, but I underlined this in red. The Rif says it can't be an ohel. An ohel has a horizontal roof that's a tefach wide. According to the Rif, what this Gemara is talking about is like a tent that has a pointy top. There's no horizontal component that's a tefach wide. If you're going to unroll it to have a horizontal tevach, now you're making a nohel. Okay? He said you misunderstood the Gemara according to the Rif. You think it's horizontal, but the Rif says it's not horizontal. Well, all you're mattering is something that has a pointy roof. And a pointy roof is not a nohel. Technically, it's not a nohel because you need a tevach. That's why it's not a nohel. And that's why it's mutter. It might be asid rabbanin. And but think about an umbrella. An umbrella is wide. There is a horizontal, even though it's a slope and it's curved, it's still wide horizontally. And that's not at all what the Rif is talking about. The Rif says the what's mutter is a pointy roof. Look how many things we learned from the Rif. The only time that's mutter because you have a cord is if you don't have a horizontal tefach at the top, or a tefach within three tefachim of the top. But if it's a tefach wide, then having a cord attached from Bashabish that doesn't help. Something even bigger. If you create a space that has a horizontal tefach at the top, or within three tefachim of the top, a horizontal tefach, you did an iser deraisa. You did an iser deraisa. To open the umbrella, according to the Rif, is an iser Torah. Now, everybody agrees with the Rif. But the Rif is one of the great Rishonim. And if the Rif says this is an Isser Deraisa, how can you just go and say something is Mutter and ignore the Rif? You're ignoring the Rif. And that's just very poor halachic reasoning. Not even to mention the Rif. And nobody to go, now what about unfolding the chair? The Gemara says you can unfold the chair, even though unfolding the chair, you're creating something horizontal, the Kisei Tarskal. This other rabbi didn't bring it up, but it really needs to be brought up. So the Rif, Nadmudu says, it's not the same. Okay, the Gemara says you can open up the chair. Why can you open up the chair on Shabbos? You're creating a horizontal, right? The chair is horizontal. Why? I could say that if that's mutter, then the umbrella is mutter. That's it. You unfold the chair, consider the chair. So maybe the umbrella is mutter. And can't gam parasol kazeh. Maybe the umbrella is like a kisei tarskal. All I'm doing is spreading it out. Okay? If I can unfold the chair, why can't I unfold the umbrella? That's how you misunderstand the whole principle of the kisei tarskal. This is a big idea. Again, if someone asks about the tablecloth or opening up the leaves of the table, and ohel is usser, defined as ohel because I'm using the space. I'm going to use the enclosed space. When you unfold a chair on Shabbos, I'm sitting on the chair. I'm not unfolding it in order to use the space beneath the chair. That's very important. That's why the Kisei Tarskal is not considered an ohel. Okay? I'm not using the space beneath the chair. The ohel is the roof and the space between the walls. If you're not using a space between those walls, for example, the legs of your table, or the legs of the chair, then you're not making an ohel. But when you unfold the umbrella, what? I thought you said something.
An awning.
Yes?
An awning.
We'll get to awnings. We'll get there. We're going to get there. Awnings are usser.
Do you think there's a difference if something's indoors and it's already enclosed in an ohel, there's a roof on a house, and then you open a table in-house?
We saw that last week about Tosot were bothered. How can you build a fireplace on Shabbat? Stack up too bad. That's under a roof also. I'm making a new enclosed space. Look, little kids like to build little tents inside their bedrooms. That's an ohel. They're creating an enclosed space that they're going to use between its walls. The fact that you're under an existing roof doesn't make it any better. You're creating a new enclosed space. That's what we saw last week. Tosa said, "How can I make it to unfold a table on Shabbos?" They're bothered by that. The Gemara says you have to build a table from the top down. If I want to put the pot on top of the stove, first I need to make a fire pit. First I have to hold the pot, and I put the barrels under the pot. So it doesn't make it any. That's not a reason for leniency. It's not a reason for leniency. No. So again, I can unfold the chair because I'm not using the space beneath the chair. But
closing a sunroof.
What? Hello? The sound isn't clear. Okay.
A sunroof.
What about a sunroof? In a car?
No, in the house.
What's a sunroof? I don't know. What's a sunroof?
A window on top of the glass window. No, that's open. The house,
I'm not sure what a sunroof is. I'm sorry. But if I imagine if it's you, look, like someone said an awning. No, you can't unroll an awning on Shabbos unless you do what the Gemara says. When we get to baby strollers, you'll see. Okay, just wait a few minutes. We'll see what the halacha is about opening up a baby stroller. Anyway, so Nobi Yehuda says no. If I'm unrolling something that's going to enclose a space, and I'm going to use that space, that's an ohel. And according to the Rif, sometimes it may even be an Isser Torah. So all that's left is what people asked last week. Okay, let's say a goy opens up the umbrella for me before Shabbos, and there's an Erev. Can I use the umbrella on Shabbos? Okay, I can't open the umbrella on Shabbos. But it's going to rain. I look at the weather. It looks like it's going to rain tomorrow. I have a goy. Hey, goy, come here and open up my umbrella. Can I use it then? So I told you it's usher to open an umbrella on Shabbos. About imhamidu be'erev Shabbos. Let's say you can't tell a goy on Shabbos because you're asking for as far as Nabi Yehuda is concerned, you're asking goy could do an issur Torah. It's a miral nochri. So before Shabbos, goy, open up the. You open up the umbrella on Friday. You open up your umbrella Friday, and you want to use it on Shabbos. Can I use it on Shabbos? So he says no. Avadai. It's Maris Ayin. If you walk around with an umbrella on Shabbos, people will think you opened it on Shabbos, and that's Maris Ayin. That's your first reason that you can't use the umbrella on Shabbos. But I got something else to say. Okay, the ohel was made before Shabbos. Wherever your umbrella is, that's an ohel. You might say, okay, right now I opened up my umbrella. It's sitting in the entrance to my house. It's sitting, I don't know, somewhere. So that's the ohel. So basically all you're doing on Shabbos is moving the ohel. Right? Because it's already an ohel. I'm picking up my ohel, and I'm moving it from here, and I'm moving it to there, and I'm going to walk out of the house with it on top of my head. Is that us, sir? No, that's also, that's us, sir. Because right now, I moved space. I moved space. But when I move space, I'm enclosing a new empty space, right? Right. Until I put the umbrella on top of my head, my head is exposed to the roof. But now that I pick up the umbrella and I put it on top of my head, I've created a new enclosed space, right? Mechashev a CSO. That's called making an ohel. That also goes to Barry's question. Can I make an ohel indoors? No, you can. That would be usur because I'm creating a new enclosed space. I'm changing an exposed space to an enclosed space, and that is the essence of the isur of ohel. The umbrella is open. Okay, right now. Okay, where are you? I don't know if you see me here. If I had an umbrella over there, that space would be enclosed by the umbrella. I pick up the umbrella and I move it over here. I've created a new enclosed. I've enclosed the space that was previously not enclosed. That's the Isser of Ohel. And Vadek the Dora Siana, and that's you see from the case of the hat. All of the Shulchan Aruch and the other Rishon, this with Rashi. Right now my hat is on my table. Let me get a hat. I'll take this thing here. Okay, this is like a big pot. Right now the pot is over here. This is the enclosed space. When I move it over here, I enclose the new space. That's ohel. Unenclosed, enclosed. Enclosed, unenclosed. Enclosed. I enclosed space, I made an ohel. Even though thing is already built. Interesting. That's what's going to Nobi Yehuda.
During COVID, when we were using all these big blue tarp tent things, we were allowed, at least in our area, to move those things like out into the street, wherever we were having the minyan, although we would have to put it together before Shabbos.
Not everybody agrees to the Nobi Yehuda. This is the Nobi Yehuda. We're going to see. But this is the Nobi Yehuda. I don't know what the Nobi Yehuda would have said about any of these things. Because you can't enclose a new space on Shabbos, he says. That's why he says you can't move the umbrella. Okay, he's so important to know the Yehuda. I like this. Enclosed. But that's it. That's his point. You cannot create a newly enclosed space on Shabbos. Okay? It's like the hat. So, b'derech klal, k'shumorach me'er of Shabbos, he said, in general, I think, if the umbrella was open before Shabbos, yesh bo ladun l'issa ula heter, I can tell you reasons to asir it. I can think of reasons to say it's mutter. He says, really, the issue comes down to Marasayin. People are going to think that you open the umbrella on Shabbos. And this is his elegiac conclusion. We live in an orphaned generation. There are very few people who observe the Torah. And he's writing in Prague in the 1800s. And people are looking for leniencies. He says that we live in a sad time. Don't use the umbrella on Shabbos, even if you open it before Shabbos. And I can think of reason to say that it's mutter, but I'm against it. But you mentioned by COVID, a lot of people didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And for that sort of sakana, then he would agree that it's also mutter since he built it before Shabbos. But umbrellas, he says no. It's no to umbrellas. Some sofer disagrees with him respectfully. Okay, shut chatam sofer. Yan reisi no bihuda mudabaso mashgal odos a parasol. Shoshen la mechiv chatas shita serif. I see what the no bihuda says about the umbrellas might be awesome in a Torah according to the riff. Ba'achar iyun adake tevim. I've studied this carefully. Vada lisa parasol b'shabbos lav mishnas asidim hi. To walk around on Shabbos with an umbrella, it's not a good thing to do. And really, if you're worrying about your neshama, you should avoid it. But in my humble opinion, I don't agree with the note of Yehuda. And he has an interesting and important idea. We learn the halachas of Shabbos from the Mishkan. And if there was nothing like this in the Mishkan, it can't be Asur Daraisa. It can't be Asur Daraisa. And the Ohel and the Mishkan was not, I mean, they could take it apart and move it. They did. The Yerushalmi talks about that. It wasn't something that you walk, it wasn't an umbrella. It was a building. There wasn't an umbrella. There were no umbrellas in the Mishkan. It's not an Isser Daraisa. Okay? No one's talking, even the Riff who says it can't be horizontal, he's talking about a tent that's standing on the ground. He's not talking about an umbrella that you're walking around with. If it can't be an Isser Daraisa, it would not be Asur Darabanan. Again, go back to the awning. If your awning is sitting on top of poles before Shabbos, and for Tosot you have to unroll a tefach of it, and then you have a rope that you use to pull on the awning, that's mutter, right? The Gemara says that's mutter. And the Nobi himself admits that the umbrella is built already, and all you do is press on a button and it pops open. This is what it's made to do. And everybody agrees that if you have the awning or other canopies over your bed, they all agree. If it's set up before Shabbos, you can unfold it on Shabbos. If that's what it's made for. I think, you know what? It's mutter even to Rabbanan to open an umbrella on Shabbos. Certainly on Shabbos, you can ask a goy to open the umbrella and you can walk out with it in the street if there's an Eruv. He says, don't make a lot of noise about this. He just says, don't make a lot of noise. Okay, what the Nobi Yehuda is very, very sensitive about, some sofer says, you know what? Really, don't make a fuss. I don't like it. He says, Shema Nafsha shouldn't walk around with an umbrella. If people have a goy, he opens the umbrella, or they open up their umbrella before Shabbos and they walk around with it, it's fine. But the Nobi Yehuda is such a great post, like no one will say you can open an umbrella on Shabbos. This is Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. And he uses an interesting phrase. Gayader Gadru Gdolia Doros Zal. The Gdolia Doros built a fence. There's a phrase, Asus Siag L'Torah. They just felt this is a bad idea. You may not open an umbrella or a parasol on Shabbos. And even if you open your umbrella before Shabbos, you cannot use it on Shabbos. No one will ever, ever, ever say that you can use an umbrella on Shabbos. That is just the respect and authority of the Notabi Yehuda. If he feels that it's a bad idea, then it's a bad idea. No one's going to say you can use an umbrella on Shabbos. Now, many posts on page 8, they lit, like you, Barry, asked about the COVID things.
If I have a tent that was made before Shabbos, I can't go inside that tent?
No, you can go inside. You can't make it. That's it. You can go into your house on Shabbos. You can use an enclosed space. You can't enclose a new space. So the Nobi Yehuda talked about umbrellas. The Chassam Sofer says, I really don't agree with him, but it's limited to umbrellas. Another thing that people unfold are baby strollers. They call them prams in England. I like that word, pram. Okay. So, and they have a canopy on top, right? You fold it, you close it, you fold it, you close it, right? What about that on Shabbos? So the Chazon Ish had something, he talks about it in a very interesting fashion. This is the Chazon Ish on baby strollers. Page 8. Deve no Yehuda tanina semen lama psicha sepazel b'Shabbos. Okay, nobody says you can't, what he writes about the umbrella on Shabbos. Ena misyashvim. He says it doesn't make sense. Says it just doesn't make sense. The mamish kisei tarskal, what the nobody said it isn't, it's not analogous to the folding chair. Chazon says it is analogous to the folding chair. And don't say that the chair is mutter because you're not using the space enclosed by the chair as opposed to the umbrella where you are using the enclosed space. No, he says, no, if it's mutter, it's mutter. Okay, it's mutter to open up the chair on Shabbos. There are walls, there aren't walls. Opening an umbrella is like opening up the door to your house, right? Your house is an ohel. You walk into your house. When you open the door, in the manner of speaking, I'm removing a wall. But you can open the door to your house and you can close the door to your house. They're both mutter. The fact of the matter is, the umbrella is made to be open and closed. It's not an ohel. Period. Period. And you can open up cats and canopies on Shabbos, even though you do mean for it to be an ohel. Already the Shulchan Aruch talks about people have sukkahs, they have roofs that open and close, like people have them in a front also. Their merpeset has a sukkah, and they have like a plexiglass lid cover for the sukkah that they raise and lower depending if it's raining or not on Yantiv. It's mutter to raise and lower that roof on Yantiv. Similarly, if you had some kind of frame that was built before Shabbos and you have cloth walls hanging there on hinges, you can open them and close them on Shabbos even if, to make shade, if it's all built before Shabbos. And all these things are mutter. And on page 9, but the Nobi Yehuda dismisses all these other, it's called precedents. I don't agree with his dismissal. Now you might say it's tikkun mana. I'm making something. Okay? One of the malach of makabah patash is tikkun mana. I can't make something on Shabbos. I'm making a tent, so to speak. Okay? That you could say. And this already is a big issue. It's uvde dechol v'gom pirtza. Uvda d'chols, it's like a weekday activity. It's too close to work. And it'll lead to other isurim. Razu kila m'neisha enu b'nei Torah, b'davar masacham nidor gedo makam pirtza. This I underlined in red. Right now, the big issues on Shabbos are electricity. I set up my smart house. I set up my Alexa or whatever it is. All these questions about things you can use on Shabbos. And I'm not doing anything, so to speak. But Moshe Feinstein said you couldn't even use Shabbos clocks. It'll just make Shabbos into a weekday because everything will be automated. Now everything really is automated. And the Chazon Ish says what the Nabi said about umbrellas is, he says, the Chachamim, he said, Avar Masa Chamikdor Pegedom Akam Pirza. If they think this will lead to a serious Chilul Shabbos, they have the authority to say, don't do it, even though this act per se might be mutter. And that was the ending of the Nabi Yudis Tshuva. He said, we don't live with B'nai Torah. He thought, looking at the Jewish society in Prague at the end of the 18th century, if I let them walk around with umbrellas on Shabbos, I don't know where this is going to end. He knew his community, and he said no to umbrellas. He said no to umbrellas. And even the Chassam Sofer, he said, I think it's mutter totally. He said, it's not Mishnas Chassidim. The idea you're going to open and close something on Shabbos, they just thought you're going to end up doing other things on Shabbos. And that's how many poskim feel these days about many of these automated electrical systems. If you're going to let people do this on Shabbos, Shabbos is just gone. And Chazanish says, that's the job of the Chacham. They're supposed to look out and say, this is not a good idea. Maybe this is a good idea. Maybe this is acceptable. Maybe it's not acceptable. But it really has nothing to do with malacha per se. Okay. The idea of not using the umbrella, the Nobi says it's a bad idea. If he says it's a bad idea, then it's a bad idea. Now, what about baby strollers? I mean, the Amar Nilmad, the Agalos Shel Tinokos, baby strollers. Fine, nobody said no to umbrellas. It's no to umbrellas. Let's talk about baby strollers. They have a roof. You can hold it down, you pull it up. Fold it down, pull it up. He says it's mutter. When you pull the baby strollers like canopy up, that's because you want shade for the baby. It's like an umbrella. You're using the space. The canopy of the straw is built into the wagon part. It's like the foldable chair opening up your door. It's mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter to open up the chair. It's mutter to open the canopy on the baby stroller. But the Nobi that said umbrellas, I'm leaving that to umbrellas. But baby strollers are fine.
Stewie?
Yes.
Did you just say earlier that it's not necessarily the strict halacha, but it's basically not Shabbos that it will affect Shabbat?
Yes, yes.
So that could apply to, I don't know, playing cards or...
Yes. I'll say yes to everything. Yes. He says, that's masal chacham l'gdor geno kamar pirtza. Yes. The rabbis of a generation, they have to make sure that whatever, before they say anything is mutter, they have to see where is this going to end up. Yes.
How do we know if that extends to future generations? I mean,
because the Chazon Ish says it does. And no one uses an umbrella. No one uses an umbrella. That's it. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't accept the Chazon Ish's ruling by baby strollers. Opening up a baby stroller. Chazon Ish says it's mutter. Yesh lefak pek b'dvarv. I don't know if I agree with the Chazon Ish. But Shechalik will know to be Yehuda. Because he's disagreeing with Nobi Yehuda. It's like such a great authority. You don't just say no to the Nobi Yehuda. He's disagreeing with the Nobi Yehuda. And you taught that if he shall, I am bizarre harbor. I don't have the time right now to study this in depth. You should be machmir. Shanechmer Shabbos Shia Paris Ma'at Shir Tefach. When you have a baby stroller, and you're going to open, you want to open the roof on Shabbos, open it up at Tefach before Shabbos. You have to, you can't go against the Nod of Yehuda. He says, Chazish is going against the Nod of Yehuda. Before I agree to go against the Nod of Yehuda, I really have to study the subject in depth, which I don't have the time for. Therefore, open it up at Tefach, which starts with Shabbos.
The difference between this and the umbrella is somehow, or the umbrella being open for Shabbat, it'll still affect the Shabbat.
I don't know. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. I don't know. The Yehuda said no to umbrellas. And he based it on principles. The Chazir says his prince, his, like the Chasam Sofer said before, his, I don't know why this is different from the opening up a chair, the idea of using a closed space, and certainly the stroller, the cover, the baby stroller is, you are enclosing space to use the enclosed space. So for the Nobi Huda, that would be a very big problem. It would be a very big problem. And when Moshe Feinstein says, I don't know if I can say, then I don't agree with the Nobi Huda. So I think that before you open up a baby stroller, before Shabbos, unfold it a little. That's what we did. That's what I remember from New York. In New York, they were very, very particular that baby strollers were unfolded. The roof was opened up at Tefach before Shabbos. People were very, very careful about that. People were very, very careful about that. The Chazon Ish here in Israel say, you don't have to be careful at all. But Nobi Yehuda says, really, he says, I really don't follow. I accept what he says about umbrellas. What he says about umbrellas, I'm not going to say, yes, you can use an umbrella, but I'm not going to apply it to baby strollers. So there you got it. There you got it. You go with the Nod of Yehuda. And if he felt that was necessary, if you don't, opening up umbrellas will lead to like a whole, the whole thing tumbling down.
Once you have an enclosed space, it could be a place for mixed dancing.
You're making fun. You don't make fun of the Nod of Yehuda. So never make fun of the Nod of Yehuda. And that's what he says. He says, people are looking for coolers. They want to make things mutter, and then I can make more things mutter. I'm stopping it here. I'm stopping this at umbrellas. And the Chaznich says he had the authority to do that.
Isn't there a certain position that's what Sasser is Usher and one doesn't add to sort of chumras or...
That's what Rabbi Vadio said. We talked about this one. Rabbi Vadio, there are people who said you shouldn't use Casio watches on Shabbos because you might push the button to turn on the light on Shabbos out of habit. Rabbi Vadio said we don't have the right to make Xeros anymore. There are different people have different attitudes. But if the Nod of Yehuda, no one disagrees with the Nod of Yehuda. You can't, the Nod of Yehuda is like, you can't fathom how great the Nod of Yehuda was. If he said it's no to umbrellas, it's no to umbrellas, and he had a principle that the difference between the chair and anything else is the chair, you're not using the enclosed space. You're making a chair, you're going to be on the chair. I'm not making an ohel. An ohel is to use the enclosed space. You're not using the enclosed space of the chair.
And what did you deal with the awning? Was there a conclusion?
An awning, that's what we saw. If you have an awning, it has to be open a Tefach before Shabbos, and then you can unroll it all the way. That's the Tosfot. If you have an awning, you have to open it a Tefach.
Did Nod Yehuda probably had other aspects of his lifestyle that he thought were protection for Shabbos or whatever? And we don't live that way. We don't follow all those. We don't live like the Nod Yehuda.
About a few months ago, there's an interesting thing in Makori Shom. I asked my wife to say, I think we still have it. There was the rabbi from Tzomet and Rav Rimon. And Rav Rimon is very concerned with electronics on Shabbos. He's afraid that if it gets carried away, it'll be like the end of Shabbos. Everything will be done automatically before Shabbos and it'll be wonderful. And the Rav from Tzomet wrote a rebuttal. And like he said, like people come from Meir Sharim to see Tzomet. And they say, well, what's this gonna do to Shabbos? So he asks all of them, do you have a blech plugged into your kitchen on Shabbos? Yeah, we have a plata. Do you have a plata? Yes, I have a plata. Did your grandfather in Krakow have a plata? No. So you see, your Shabbos isn't like your grandfather's Shabbos either. So what are you complaining to me for? You're using a plata. And that's it. We don't live the way our grandparents lived. It's a fact. Okay? We have electric lights. We don't use wax candles to illuminate the house. Things have changed. But you have to be very... When something... We think of umbrellas as like... It's an umbrella. So what? I mean, they're like... We have Shabbos clocks, and we have smart houses, and we have Alexas. We have all these electronic things. What? But 300 years ago, the umbrella was the height of technology. Just think about that. Wow, I got a stick, and if I push on a button, I have a roof. That was like mind-blowing technology in the early 18th century. Wow, I got to get one of these. They got them in Paris. They push on buttons and you have a roof. And now I don't get wet in the rain. And like, it's like these days, a year ago, we spoke about that, you know, the cultured meat, the beyond meat. Is that Fleischik? Is it Milchik? Is it part of what we're doing about, right? That's like cutting edge technology. The umbrella was cutting edge technology. People probably run out to buy them, and they played with them all day long. Pop, close it. Pop, close it. They were doing it all day long, probably. It was like so. It was amazing. And he brought it to the Navi Yehuda. This was like life-changing technology. And he felt there is a question of ohel. It is an ohel, right? In all honesty, it is protecting you from the elements. Why would that not be usur? Before you tell me why it's good, to tell me why it wouldn't be usur.
Well, you open in advance.
What?
If you open it in advance, not making it alone.
You have to define, it called, just like electricity called for a new definition of things. The Chazon Ish electricity became a question of binyan u'stira. For other post-game, it was a question of A. For Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it was not an issue at all. In the 18th century, in thousands of years of human civilization, that you could open a push on a button and have a roof. The Gemara says you can't build an ohel on Shabbos. What is an ohel? An ohel is a horizontal with a vertical that encloses space. An umbrella has that. The only thing that it has, or to say in its favor, as opposed to the Gemara's idea of ohel, is that it's movable. It's a mobile tent. Think of the, oh, don't say umbrella. Say, can I build a tent on Shabbos? The answer is no. You can't build a tent on Shabbos. Can I build a mobile tent on Shabbos? That's the new question.
Well, there's also a question of what does building mean?
Right.
There's no shear.
But this is the first movable thing.
You know, if you put a hanky on top of your forehead because you don't want to get a sunburn, you're covering yourself from the elements.
No, but I'm not creating a space that's a tefach high and a tefach extending from my head. But that's the hat. That was the siyana hat. That was the hat. But now I have something else. I have an ohel on a stick.
It sounds like if you want to permit it, you can find a reason.
And
if
yes, Tom Sofer said it's mutter. But the note of you that says, I have a different concept of ohel.
It's just going to be similar to LED lighting, which some people say is not
age. Yes, it's a new technology. And I have to say, how do I apply the old principles to a new technology? Precisely. The umbrella was a new technology. And the Navi Yehuda said that this technology, either because of the Rif, or because, if I don't want to say like the Rif, because most Yishama don't agree with the Rif, the fact is, it is a tent. You mean, we don't think of umbrellas as tents. But when nobody looked at it for the first time, is this a tent?
But we understand how this doesn't apply logically or well for medicine, pipe Brit. There are things we just don't do because, you know, it makes no sense to maintain what was done 1 to 2,000 years ago. It makes absolutely no sense.
It's the technology. Why doesn't it make sense?
Pipettes and technology, we're not going to use it. It's not done before.
You reasoned that the Navi Yehuda doesn't say, I don't like it because it's new. He didn't say that. He said it's an ohel. It's an enclosed space.
No, there are others who say they don't like it because it's new. Anything new.
No one says that. I'm not talking about those people.
Well, it's the same idea.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
They're trying to protect something.
I'm hesitant to embrace this new. He says, I'm hesitant to embrace this. He says, I don't think it's mut. First of all, there's the riff. But the riff, it's certainly usser. It's certainly usser according to the riff. Because the riff only permits unfolding something that doesn't have a tefach at the roof. He says so. I need to define ohel. For the riff, it's an ohel. He says, if someone's going to say something's mutter and ignore the riff, and the riff is a very important rishon. If the riff says, defines ohel in a certain way, I'm not going to be the first one to say, I don't hold like the riff. First of all, he says it's the riff. Second of all, he says, I need to define ohel. And he defines ohel as using and as creating an enclosed space. The umbrella, when it's unfolded, creates an enclosed space. That's what it does. Rain will not enter this space. So that's an ohel. It's an ohel derabanan. It's a temporary ohel. It's not necessarily a deraisa, but it's certainly you're creating a new space, and that's asa midrabanan. He says it's asa midrabanan. But the big obstacle is the unfolding the chair. Then why can I unfold the chair on Shabbos? Then he says, because I'm not using the space beneath the chair, but you are using the space covered by the umbrella. And that is a new interpretation of the Kisei Tarskal. It's a principle. He stated the principle. The Chazon Ish says, I don't accept that principle. You can unfold the baby stroller on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, before I'm going to disagree with the Navi Yehuda's definition of ohel, I have to think. Right now, I don't have the time to study this question in depth. And that's what it is. That's what it came down to. So in New York, people were opening up their baby strollers before Shabbos, and here in Israel, they don't. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So see you next week, Belina Adder.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.